This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. Michigan beats Ohio State, 42-27. And now, by the way, the Wolverines have a whole nother challenge moving forward. So much of the focus was on beating Ohio State, and they did that. And clearly, with that emphasis, you could see what it meant to those kids in that program, and it's not a finish line. I mean, we can sit here and talk about how they avoided trap games against lesser opponents. Classic, you know, beat Penn State. Ohio State's the following week. You have to play Maryland. Right? Those are trap games, and we all know the definition of a trap game. This is not a trap game. This is not this is something that Michigan football has never had to deal with. None of these coaches have been through this. None of these players have been through this, which is, what do you do in Indianapolis after you beat Ohio State? None of them have had this. So, okay. There's no template, and that was an emotional adrenaline dump. And they got to get up and do it again against a team that obviously isn't great offensively, but has a stout defense, an opportunistic defense. They made huge special teams plays this year. And, you know, it's kind of a weird thing that, you know, I don't know if it's ruined the season, but it certainly will put a huge damper on things if they go to Indianapolis and lay an egg. So they got a huge challenge ahead. Huge challenge. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Ryan in Sterling Heights here on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, I just wanted to champ. I'm an Ohio State alumni, and I wanted to champ Michigan. They played good. They beat us. I can't take anything away from them. There's no excuse. And I really do hope it does bring the rivalry back. I know when I was at Ohio State and being Cooper, we were 10-1-1. But I just want the rivalry back. And the chomp I have is Auburn for Alabama. Mm-hmm. And then real quick on that one, I think Georgia's going to beat Bama. So that'll knock them out of the playoffs. Do you think there's a chance Ohio State will play Bama in a bowl game? And if Bama's out, who will be in the top four? That's all. Thanks.
Well, that's some interesting questions. First of all, I said it at the beginning of the show. Like, I led the show with, I'm kind of watching what people say about Michigan, Ohio State, and wondering if it's losing some steam based upon how one-sided it was. And look, the people on... we're still voting for it as the best rivalry in sports. I'm like, okay, I know a lot of Michigan fans and Ohio State fans are going to root for that, but do outsiders, does it start to lose its magic a little bit if one team wins every single year? And it didn't seem to, but if Michigan wasn't going to ever win, it could eventually lose its place. So is it healthy? Look, is it healthy for the rivalry? Sure. Not that I'm sure you didn't want to lose the game, but is it healthy for the rivalry? I don't know how it couldn't be. In fact, we got something we got to get to that might prove it. We'll get to that at 12:02. You got to have some back and forth. A hammer and a nail don't have a rivalry. As far as Ohio State, I mean, all I got to go on is bowl projections. CBS has Ohio State taking on Oregon in the Rose Bowl. ESPN has Ohio State taking on Utah in the Rose Bowl and Oregon because they have two writers that do it. So I don't know that we're trending towards an Alabama-Ohio State matchup, although that would be fascinating. If Alabama loses and somebody else gets in, it depends what Oklahoma State does. I mean, look, because Cincinnati could lose. Michigan could lose. But if Cincinnati and Michigan win, Georgia beats Alabama. If Oklahoma State wins, I think Oklahoma State gets in. If Oklahoma State loses, I think Notre Dame finds a way in. But, I mean, these things, I haven't looked at everybody's game control, so it's hard for me to predict. Notre Dame getting in would be wild. The fact that they just quietly, took care of business and it lost the one game that they really needed. Notre Dame has been a victim of what would traditionally be a tough schedule, and teams that are usually good just flat out weren't. Teams that they thought they were getting a strength of schedule, bonus points for scheduling them, turned out to not be very good. Florida State, not very good. USC, not very good. North Carolina was expected to be good this year. They weren't very good. It's not like Notre Dame put out a bad schedule. It's just their marquee games turned out not to be quite as bright. 248-539-9797. Josh is on a cell and he's next. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Before I get to my championship, I just got a quick question. What is Penn State thinking with James Franklin now? Because this is 2 years in a row they have a losing Big Ten record, and he just got the new contract. But I also read if he went undefeated in league play for the next 2.5 seasons, he still wouldn't have a winning percentage like Harbaugh does in the conference. And they just paid him for, 10 years? I'm just trying to understand, how that fan base is not going crazy, how Michigan was for Harbaugh the last, couple years. It's just insane to me that another losing Big Ten season and they just gave him all, another kind. It's just funny to me that, he's robbing them blind.
If Franklin does something just when he needs one, he went out and he'd, win a Big Ten or beat Ohio State or go to a New Year's Six bowl game. But he always says and does things that, to me, kind of undermines his credibility that would make, if I were a Penn State fan, I'd be a little uncomfortable at times. And I guess, I think Harbaugh's done some of that at Michigan for sure. He hasn't, ever won a Big Ten, and Franklin did that. Harbaugh has a chance to answer that bell. But I don't know, man. I mean, I can't speak for Penn State fans, but I would imagine that many of them are uncomfortable. Sandy Barber's the AD there.
You're the inside, you're all Big Ten. I love the Big Ten too. It's just one of those moves where it's just
I don't know, man.
It's just odd.
I don't know.
But my champ would be Harbaugh though for the comments he made about Day because he's been, like you said, taking fire, pushed back, and I'm on, looking at, Ohio State, on Twitter and listening to their radio shows this weekend, and they're already questioning Ryan Day. So it's their fan base is so spoiled, they lose one time in the Big Ten, and they're already questioning Ryan Day. So, Harbaugh, he's probably bringing out some of their questions and insecurities of, was this Urban Meyer's team, or, is Day the actual guy, because that defense the last 2 years has been bad.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've got to figure out some things defensively, and he might be making some staff changes. That was a brutal game if you're an Ohio State fan, I would imagine, just to not being able to stop the run. I mean, Michigan faced two third downs in the second half. Both of them were first downs on penalties, and they mostly ran the ball.
Well, when you see your linebackers in the red zone backing up and not filling the hole to stop the run, that's just bad.
Talking about the last touchdown, because the last touchdown they gave up intentionally, right?
No, there was a couple plays, even I think it was the Haskins long run where the guy ran next to him. There's memes out there making fun of it. You didn't even try to tackle the guy. You just ran alongside him so he didn't hit you.
Yeah. Well, who's your chump real quick?
Oh, my chump real quick? The media for finally jumping off the Stafford bandwagon and blaming Detroit for all of his problems, and now he's gone out three straight pick sixes, and he's going to get McVay fired.
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, they're probably going to win enough games to make the postseason. It'd be great if they don't, because that just helps the Lions, and that's, you know, ultimately all I really care about is what's the scenario that helps the Lions. So maybe they'll completely unravel out there. He'll get them fired. They won't make the postseason. But for Stafford, everything is centered around postseason success. He's always put up numbers. He's had bad games. He's got to win. He's got to win a playoff game. They are trending towards not playing a home playoff game. And, you know, he did that in Detroit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.